Hello and welcome to this episode of Newscast with me, Beth Espy. And you know what we really love here at Manx Radio is a story with a happy ending. And this is certainly one of those. Now, last weekend, a little chihuahua called Susie went missing just after her owners arrived here on the Isle of Man for a holiday. She was missing for quite some time, but fortunately, last night we got the amazing news that she had been found safe and well. We're going to hear now from Karen Quayle, who is one of the people who orchestrated a lot of the searches and really was instrumental in helping getting Susie back. And as we'll hear, this isn't the first search she's been involved in. And as a result, she is also going to be part in the future of Noodles Canine Rescue, which is going to be a support group, essentially, for anybody who loses their pet in the future. But let's hear from Karen now and first hear how she first got involved with the search for Susie.
I was involved with the previous search for Elvis. It would have been a couple of months ago now when he went missing. He was found just over 2 weeks ago. So yeah, just from the Elvis search really. And then obviously I saw the post on Manx Radio and got in touch with you guys and you connected with the owners. So I ended up helping them get Susie back. I've got two dogs. I've got a rescue. So when Elvis went missing, I was really conscious of, you know, someone's got a rescue dog that's gone missing. So yeah, I ended up getting thoroughly involved in that one. Ended up sort of project managing near the end for the final sort of 3 weeks to get him home.
And it's great, isn't it, to see the reaction from the Manx community, certainly with regards to Elvis and people coming out and helping with those coordinated searches, but also with Susie over the weekend as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. Honestly, the community have been amazing. We've got sort of a core group from the Elvis search, so everyone there sort of stepped in again, even though everyone had only had a couple of weeks off from the previous one. Everyone just sort of stepped up and, yeah, rallied around the searches. Everyone was super helpful over Facebook, messaging to offer help, turning up to the searches that we held. Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been really good.
And I think just at this point, Karen, it's probably important to say that when a pet goes missing like that, particularly one, as we know, Susie is a little bit nervous, you do have to be really careful about how you approach this.
Yeah, the one thing we sort of say to everybody is to go against natural instinct, to shout and chase a dog when it's missing. It's one of the things that as human beings, we want to just get them back as quickly as possible. But sort of shouting and chasing dogs, especially when they're nervous, is not the best thing to do. It's a bit of a waiting game. It's a slow and steady wins the race rather than trying to capture it quickly. As long as you've got a sighting, the dog is nearby, it's a matter of time sort of building trust with the owner to get it back, and that's exactly what we did yesterday. Owner went into the field with the dog and yeah, just a trust building exercise to get it to recognise the owner again. I say to everyone, assume it's a wild wolf, it's not your pet dog that you lost, and it will act completely differently. It's not a pet dog anymore.
And it must have been such a worrying few days for the owners because Susie was gone for quite some time. And how were they? They've got another dog as well, haven't they?
Yeah, so they've got another dog, Archie. I was seeing them a couple of times a day. They were really good throughout the whole of it. They were really calm. I think they just trusted in the process. We kind of knew that we'd got Elvis back, which obviously gave everyone a lot of confidence that we could get Susie as well. It was a little bit different. Terrain was different. It was quite a complex project, but they were really good, really sort of calm and, like I say, really collected given what they were going through. But obviously, it's a really stressful time. They're not from the island. They're over here on supposedly a holiday, but holiday sort of went a bit wrong to begin with, but at least they can enjoy the remaining sort of week and a half they have here.
So just talk us through yesterday then, Karen. There was obviously a sighting of her and then the great news came she'd actually been found. Talk us through what actually happened.
Yeah, so we haven't had any sightings since Saturday evening when she went missing originally, where she'd run off down a track with her brother Archie. Archie'd come home within 10 minutes. She'd kind of gone off and we'd no idea where she'd gone. Luckily, I got a call yesterday and I was up the lane from where she'd gone missing. Got a call at 6:30. From lovely two ladies saying they'd had a sighting on the road. People had got out and tried to catch the dog and the dog had just run off into a field nearby. So I got down there with a couple of others. We got the owners down there and yeah, we just sort of waited near the field, and by chance I was watching everyone sort of gathering around talking and deciding what we were going to do, and I could just see her in the top end of the field just sort of running along the hedgerow. So I was just like then trying to rally everyone and be like, right, everyone needs to be calm, quiet, get the owner in the field. So Archie and the owner went off into the field. Paul and Archie went off. I directed them down to where I'd seen her, and yeah, we had the drone up above, the thermal drone, watching what was happening as they were reuniting, and I was at the top of the road crying my eyes out, to be honest. I'm just happy that he managed to get hold of it. But Archie went over to Susie and she just rolled over onto her back and he managed to get the lead on and walk them both back to the rain road where all the rest of us were. When a dog's missing, the hardest part is actually catching it at the end. It's like you can trace where it is, you can get sightings, you can put food down. whatever else you need to do in the process, but actually catching the dog at the end is the most important part. And Paul did an amazing job. He was obviously full of adrenaline at the end, obviously both very, very happy to get the dog back, overwhelmed with happiness. Other dog was very happy. Everyone there was just really, really happy. Yeah.
And you mentioned the drone there, Karen. Was that something that you own? Have you got a drone specifically for this?
No, I wish I did. So when Elvis went missing, no one on the island, well, no one that we can borrow a drone from on the island has a thermal drone. So a couple of businesses here have them, but obviously they're used for business use and can't really risk getting them out of action if anything happens. So we actually hire the drones from a company in the UK at the moment. It's a little bit of an inconvenience because we've got to wait for them to get here, the cost of it involved. But what we're actually doing is we're looking at a fundraiser at the moment. This is a gentleman called Aaron O'Reilly. Everyone will have seen it on Facebook, hopefully. Hopefully we can get a link out to donate to the fundraiser to buy a thermal drone for the island. Again, it sort of helped us keep track of where she was last night when we got a sighting and helped her. Just in case she bolted off, we would have had really good visibility with the drone that we'd hired. So it's really important we can try and get one of those on the island through this fundraiser.
Wonderful. Well, we'll post a link to that fundraiser, Karen, on the podcast page here and on the news story as well. But I guess you're hoping for a little bit of a quieter weekend, are you?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think a lot of us that helped out with the Elvis search, we kind of really hadn't had much of a break between that one and this one. So if everyone, yeah, could keep their dog secure for a couple of months, that'd be really helpful. And yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit of a break now.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.